Lakuta Sikha's Chelek Yud, Parsha Lech Lecha Sikha Beis, a summary of this Sikha. Our Parsha tells us about the bris that Avraham Avinu had, that he was the very first one to have a bris. In fact, he's called in the Medrash as Reish Lemulim, the first one or the at the head of those who have a bris. And we say in the Bracha, the bracha that you make before you make a bris is to bring him into the covenant of Avraham Avinu. In other words, that today also we reference the bris as something to do with Avraham Avinu, because Avraham Avinu is our patriarch, and he is the one that is meirish. He bequeaths to every yid the ability to establish a relationship with Hashem through the bris milah. And this applies to every single yid, regardless of who they are, because we know that a Yerusha has nothing to do with the status of the person receiving the inheritance. It has nothing to do with the heir. It's simply because you are the child of the person that passed away, that is bequeathing it to you, you stand in their place. You become them. You step into their place as an heir. And therefore, every single yid is an heir to Avraham Avinu, and regardless of their status, they also establish a relationship with Hashem because of Avraham Avinu. But the question could be asked, the Rambam says, in regards to the bris milah, that we do not have a bris today because Avraham Avinu had a bris. We have a bris because Hashem commanded it in the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu that every yid should have a bris. In other words, that it's not really connected to Avraham Avinu. The mitzvah is from Hashem, and it has nothing to do, or I shouldn't say nothing to do, but why is it referenced to Avraham Avinu? In fact, we should say, Lachnisa bevrisa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we establish a covenant with Hashem. Why do we say that we, Lachnisa bevrisa shel Avraham Avinu, why do we reference it to Avraham Avinu? Especially in light of the fact that we are told in the Medrash that the mitzvahs that the Ovis did were merely like the aroma of a mitzvah, whereas the mitzvahs that we do today, they are like having the body of the mitzvah. So why would we reference a mitzvah that we do, which is even on a higher level than the mitzvahs that the Ovis did, why do we reference it back to Avraham Avinu? So this can be explained by first explaining what the Alter Rebbe says in the Shulchan Aruch, that Tchilas Knisas Nefesh Zu HaKdoisha Hi B'mitzvahs Milah, that the beginning of the entry of the Nefesh Elikis, the holy Neshama, into a Yid, is through the Milah, through the Bris Milah. L'chayre, you have to ask the question, we know that a child, even when they are still in the mother's womb, is taught the entire Torah. So in other words, that there is already a relationship between the child and their holy neshama. So why is it that he says that it only comes by the bris? And the answer to this is because it's knisas. When does it enter? Which means it integrates with the body. When is it recognizable on the body that this body is connected to Hashem, to their holy soul? That is at the bris milah. What happened until then was that there was an external connection between the neshama and the body. In fact, there is only an external connection between the nefesh achiyunis, which means the life force in general, with the baby, because we know that the baby doesn't eat on its own, it doesn't breathe on its own, it's whatever the mother eats, that's what the baby eats. So in other words, even the connection between the ordinary soul and the baby at that point is very tenuous, and it's not really fully integrated. So certainly the Nefesh Elikis, and that happens when? By the bris. Why? Because at that time, through the bris, there is a recognizable imprint of the connection to Hashem on the flesh of the body. And that's when the body recognizes its connection to the Nefesh Elikis. And in this way, the mitzvah of milah is even a higher level than any other mitzvah, because in all other mitzvahs, even though without question they do have an impact on the part of the body that was involved with doing that mitzvah. For instance, if somebody gives tzedakah, there is no question that the hand has become more refined through it, but that refinement is not recognizable on the hand. If you look at the hand, you can't tell that it's become more refined. But by the bris, the point of the bris is that it should make an imprint of our connection to Hashem on the flesh of the body. And in this way also, the covenant, the bris, which is created through a yid and Hashem, through the bris milah, is even greater in a certain way, in this way, than the bris that was established between Hashem and the Yidden by Har Sinai. Why is that? Because by Har Sinai, Hashem created a covenant with every single Yid, all the way in the past and all the way to the future. But they weren't all there. We weren't all there physically at that time. What it means is that there was a covenant made with the neshama. All the neshamas were there, but the body was not necessarily there, unless you were alive at that time. And even those who were there at the time, they heard the words that Hashem made, the Chris's bris that Hashem made with them. But again, it didn't leave an imprint on their body. Whereas the bris that is created, the covenant that is created through the bris milah, leaves an imprint on the body of every single Jew, including those that were there at Har Sinai. So therefore, in this way, the bris that is established through the bris milah is even greater than the bris than what happened at Har Sinai by Matan Torah. And that is the reason also why it's done to a child when they're 8 days old, because at that time there's no connection between the child's spiritual status or their understanding and so on and this bris. They don't understand what's going on, but it's done in a time when it's recognizable only on the body, because that's the point. It's to create an established connection between Hashem and the body, which is the reason why, based on this, we can understand why we say we connect it to Avraham Avinu. L'achnisa bebrisa shel Avraham Avinu. The Reb Mendel Horodoker writes that an explanation of the greatness of the Akedah, that Avraham Avinu was willing to be Meisa Nefesh, his son, and so on, for the Akedah, and he asks the question that there were many Yidden throughout the generations, millions of Jews in fact, that were ready to give up their lives for Hashem, even if Hashem didn't come to them personally and ask them to do it. So what is so great about Avraham Avinu that he was willing to do that? And he answers that the Nekuda is that Avraham Avinu was the very first one. After Avraham opened the path and people look to Avraham Avinu and we take our inspiration from Avraham Avinu, now it is doable by other Yidden throughout the generations, even if they're not Avraham Avinu. But to be the first one, that is very unique and special. But when could this be said? This could be said about something which, in order to be able to accomplish what Avraham Avinu did, you have to look to Avraham Avinu to be able to emulate him and to connect to him and through his inspiration to do that. But something like the Bris Milah, which is done to a child, and he doesn't even know what's going on, and it's just something that happens to him, Avraham Avinu is not the first to him. In other words, he doesn't look to Avraham Avinu for inspiration to have his bris. It just happens to him. So in other words, to this child, Avraham Avinu isn't the first and that he follows him. This child is the first in this sense, because he's not looking to anyone before him to be able to do it. So each and every Jew that has a bris milah is the first one. In other words, stands on the same level as Avraham Avinu in regards to a bris milah. And even somebody that has a bris as an adult, or a ger that has a bris, also what they need is just the courage, so to speak, to go through a painful act. But it's not a spiritual looking to Avraham Avinu for their bris and to be able to have this connection with Hashem because Avraham Avinu had it before him. It's more just a courage thing. And therefore, each Jew, even an adult, becomes the first that has his bris, which is why we tie back the bris of every single Jew to Avraham Avinu. That just as Avraham Avinu was the first one to have his bris, so also every Yid is an heir to that status, that every Yid is also the first to have a bris, at least because we are like Avraham Avinu in that sense. Which also explains, why is it that the bris is done in such a way that it causes pain? Why does this mitzvah have to be done in a way that it causes pain? Why did Hashem create this kind of a mitzvah that causes pain? In fact, we dafka don't anesthetize the child so that he shouldn't feel the pain, or put him to sleep so he won't feel the pain. It's dafka done when they do experience that little bit of pain. And the reason is because since the point of the bris is that we bring the connection of Hashem to the body, and not only to the body, but to the very lowest point of the body, which in Kabbalah also Yisoid, which represents this, the place of the bris, is the very lowest darga, the very lowest of the spheres. And it's dafka there where we make the mark that this part of the body too is connected to Hashem. And therefore, we also do it in such a way that a mitzvah should generally excite a person, should bring a person to a state of joy in their connection to Hashem. So we say, even when a mitzvah causes pain, even there Hashem is connected to you. Even that has to be connected to Hashem. And that's why it's done dafka in the lowest way possible, in the lowest place possible on the body. That's where we establish the connection of Hashem as well. What is the lesson of this to every single Yid? That even though the Alter Rebbe writes that a person is not allowed to subject themselves to pain unnecessarily, and it's understood, of course, that a person shouldn't look for an occupation that will bring him pain. But on the other hand, if a person is sent on a mission, and that mission could subject them to pain, and when I say a mission, I mean, of course, a holy mission, a mission of bringing Elokus to the world, one may not refrain from going on that mission just because it'll be uncomfortable. It shouldn't be you who makes the decision whether it's the right thing or not. You must look to someone else that can guide you and help you make that decision, somebody like the Rebbe or Mashpia, to be able to tell you, should you be going into that situation or not? Because you are subjective to your own pain, and therefore could easily make the mistake of saying, I don't want to go on this mission, when perhaps it is the thing that Hashem wants right at this moment, just like we know that the bris is subjected to, the child of the bris is subjected to pain, and that is what establishes the greatest type of connection with Hashem.